What's up? I'm Robert Wells. It's the first of the month, so cash your checks and come on. Some old school rap, y'all. Last Friday in the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers traded their former third overall pick from the 2021 NFL draft, quarterback Trey Lance, to the Dallas Cowboys, and the 49ers got the Cowboys' 2024 fourth round draft pick. Wow, I didn't see this coming last week. I didn't. I thought it was just rumors, but Trey Lance is now in Texas with the Dallas Cowboys and got a new beginning in his young NFL career. Will he eventually take quarterback Dak Prescott's spot in the near future? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I bet the San Francisco 49ers regret not drafting Bears quarterback Justin Fields. He was right there with the third overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft, but they passed on him. I'm so glad the Chicago Bears traded up for Justin Fields with the New York Giants' 11th overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft, and it will pay off for the Bears this season like it did last season. Speaking of the quarterback position, the Chicago Bears released P.J. Walker on Sunday. That means the rookie, Tyson Bagent, is the new number two quarterback in Chicago behind Justin Fields. I'm not shocked by this move by the Chicago Bears at all. Tyson Bagent earned his spot on the team. Yes, he did. The Bears are solidifying their offensive line by trading for Miami Dolphins interior lineman Dan Feeney on Monday. The Bears traded their sixth-round pick for Dan Feeney, and who is from Orland Park, Illinois native. He's a native, and he went to Carl Sandburg High School, too. Dan Feeney can play any position on the interior offensive line. Great job, General Manager Ryan Poles. In Major League Baseball, I'm so glad the Chicago White Sox are not moving out of the state of Illinois. Thank God. They may move or they may stay in Chicago, but at Soldier Field, where the Chicago Bears play at for now, maybe, or they could be in Arlington Heights, Illinois, where the Chicago Bears may move to. We'll see what happens. Or it could be at the United Center where the Chicago Bulls play at. That would be interesting, but I'm glad they're staying in the state of Illinois. If the Chicago White Sox moves to another city in a different state, I will be a Chicago Cubs or a New York Yankees fan. I'm not kidding. I still will keep tabs on the White Sox in another city, but I will be very disappointed in them. Very. But they're staying in the state of Illinois. Go White Sox! And finally, a plethora of college football games happening this Saturday on September 2nd. But I'm going to talk about the games that caught my attention. Yes, the first game, Virginia at number 12, Tennessee. I would love to see Tennessee do what they did last season for this season. I would love to see that. Virginia could pull an upset, but I'm going with Tennessee to win this game by 13 points or more, 28-15. The next game, Utah State at number 25, Iowa. The Hawkeyes are a good team. They play tough, hard-nosed defense. Yes, they do. I'm going with Iowa winning this game by 20 points or more, 30-10. The next game, East Carolina at number 2, Michigan. The road to the national championship starts with this game for Michigan, and I'm looking forward to watching this. My fellow Michigan fans and my second family, the Starkey family, are excited about Michigan football. So am I. Much love to the Starkey family. I love y'all. Y'all mean so much to me. Michigan's head coach Jim Harbaugh would not be coaching this game because he's serving a suspension from the university. Yeah. Well, his assistant coaches will be coaching the first three games of the season, and they will alternate for each game too. Jim Harbaugh will be back for their fourth game of the season. I got the University of Michigan winning this game by 30 points or more, 50-20. Go Blue! Yeah! The next game, Colorado at number 17, TCU. Colorado's head coach Deion Sanders will make his debut as a head coach for Colorado. TCU were in the national championship game last year against Georgia. They came up short. I want Colorado to win, but I'm going with TCU to win this game by 14 points, 28-14. The next game, number 3, Ohio State at Indiana. I know my friend Derek is excited about this because he's a diehard Ohio State Buckeyes fan. Yes, he is. I think the Ohio State Buckeyes. You like that, Derek? I think they will win this game by 24 points or more, 40-16. The next game, West West Virginia at number 7, Penn State. I think Penn State will be deadly this season, and other schools in the Big Ten should be aware of them. Yes, they should. They should be aware of them because they're dangerous. I got Penn State winning this game at home by 34 points or more, 46-12. The next game, Tennessee Martin at the number 1 and the defending national champions, the Georgia Bulldogs. Could the Georgia Bulldogs repeat as back-to-back national champions? It can happen. I think Georgia will win this game by 50 points or more, 60-10. The next game, Middle Tennessee at number 4, Alabama. The Crimson Tide will win this game by 38 points or more, 45-7. Roll Tide! And the final game is the game of the week on Sunday. Number 5, LSU at number 8, Florida State. Florida State, man, they're back in the top 10. LSU finished strong last year, but Florida State, man, being back in the top 10, I like that. I'm going with LSU winning in a close game by 10 points or more, 20-10. Wah! Hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos on Cross Sports. And leave your comments down below so I can post your comments on Cross Sports. But keep it clean. Keep it clean. Talk to you all next time on Cross Sports. Peace.